make you think twice, and maybe even three times. Here's the Healthy Skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
So to close up on Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we wanted to cover one more story for those women who are suffering from breast cancer and maybe facing radiation therapy. There is a new board, B-O-A-R-D, that has been developed to assist women that may have underlying heart disease and breast cancer so that the radiation they're getting is not actually making things worse and affecting their heart. My guest today is Dr. Julia White, radiation oncologist from Ohio State's Wexner Medical Center, and she's here to tell us about this board, B-O-A-R-D. So, doctor, what is the board?
It's actually a method of delivering breast radiotherapy. So for many women who have an early stage breast cancer, they have the ability to keep their breasts. And they do that by having the cancer removed from their breast with a breast-conserving surgery or a lumpectomy. And then they require breast radiotherapy delivered to the breast afterwards. And they know that their outcomes and cure rates are just as good as when you remove the breast with mastectomy. So for these women, we have traditionally delivered the radiation with every woman lying on her back and her arms reached up about over her head. And that's a very safe, good method. However, for some women, doing that method, particularly on the left side, means that we have to go into the chest wall cavity and skim the front of heart and lung, which, as you mentioned, for those at risk for heart disease, we really don't want to contribute to risk in any way by treating their breast cancer. So maybe 10 years ago, a method was developed where instead of treating women, certain women with breast cancer, lying on their back, we flip them over and lie them on their belly on a prone breast board. And what that means is they lie facing down or often turning to the opposite side of what their breast cancer is on. Their breast that needs treatment falls through a hole in the table. Gravity pulls it away from the chest wall. And when the gravity pulls it away from the chest wall, it enables us to place our radiotherapy beams more in front of the ribs so that we can exclude the heart altogether. The other thing that the lying on the prone board does for women is when you lie on your back, you know, women breathe and we think that's great through their treatment, but then we have to allow for respiratory motion or breathing motion of the chest wall in our targeting fields. When a woman's lying on her belly, the board, the chest wall becomes fixed so that we are able to do targeting with smaller margins. So altogether, we have been very successful in treating. We treat nearly all of our left-sided breast cancer patients who require breast radiotherapy and are eligible for the technique lying on their belly.
So talk about how you actually target the lesion. How do you know exactly where to aim the beams? Is there?
Yeah, that's a great question because you and I can't see an X-ray. Yeah.
Right. So how exact is it in 2014?
It is very precise in 2014. We have so many wonderful technology tools that allow us to be able to individualize the radiotherapy and focus it to the individual woman. So what we do at our institution, which is common practice, is that when a woman's ready to begin her radiotherapy, we bring her in and we put her in the position she's going to have for all her radiation treatments, lying on her belly on our prone board. We make sure we sink her arms into essentially a beam bag, and the beam bag conforms around her arms, and then we vacuum the air out of the beam bag so it makes a firm mold of her arms, so her arms go in the same position every day and help us put her in the same position every day to make us as precise as possible from treatment to treatment. Then we get a CAT scan of her in that position. And this is a really thin, a CT scan or a CAT scan gives us individualized images of how this woman is built, where all her anatomy is, where the breast is, where all the normal tissue we don't want to treat. And we take very thin CT slices, about 2.5 millimeters through the entire area. And just like the computer graphics that we all love in all of our entertainment, those same graphics now can be hooked to very powerful software packages that enable us to model, build an individual radiotherapy model with very good precision in terms of how to target the breast. So I will sit down and actually on each of those little slices, contour on where the breast is, where the high-risk portion of the breast is, around the lumpectomy cavity, where the heart and lungs are, and all the other tissue I don't want to treat, and model this out so it's individual just to her. And then we bring the patient back in and we practice our model once before we even turn the beam on the first time. So we feel very confident in our precision in terms of targeting on in 2014.
Did you play a lot of video games as a child?
At heart, I might be a little bit of a techie, but it is important that we bring that precision to the everyday treatment for women.
And what are the statistics of, if there are any, of the new board technique? Are there any studies that have been done comparing the traditional old school way and now using the board in terms of outcomes and or unintended side effects?
So there have been. So we know that, and there has not. There have been some head-to-head comparisons regarding the technology in terms of avoidance of the heart. A large randomized study, some 400 women scanned in both the lying on their back and their belly from New York University, showed that the heart was avoided better in women on average in women who were scanned on the left with left-sided breast cancer lying on their belly with the prone board. We also showed in and have published on a group of women who have are larger breasted, who when they lie on their back, the breast tends to lie on itself. And unfortunately, that put them at risk for having scarring from the radiation. And in fact, many, most women still had a good cosmetic outcome. Maybe it was about 70 to 75%. When they were lying on their back. When we then took another group of women with the same kind of large breast size and treated them lying on their belly on the prone board, and we followed them for 5 years, we found that those women, about 90%, had a very good cosmetic outcome. So I think what it does is reduce the amount of scarring in certain women that we see long-term after radiotherapy.
What if a patient listening is about to start her therapy and she goes to a center and they don't even mention this board, they don't have the board? Should she seek care elsewhere? I mean, or should she just go along with the standard of what they have available?
So, you know, obviously I'm a breast cancer radiation oncologist, and I'm at a comprehensive breast center where all we treat is breast cancer at our radiotherapy center here in this department. So we are very specialized. But I want to reassure every woman out there that breast radiotherapy is a very standardized treatment. And in 2014, whether you're lying on your back or your belly, you can get very good radiotherapy. So in some women, we still treat roughly a third or sometimes on some days 40% of our women, of the women we care for, lying on their back and do a good job. When you can avoid the heart just as well, but you have to still do the very, modeling it out. Sometimes you need a woman to hold her breath when she's lying on her back to make the heart drop away to deliver the radiotherapy. So there's lots of technology to help us make radiotherapy safe. We think this is the one method that works best for us and for our patients.
Got it. Dr. Julia White, tell us where we can learn a little bit more about this.
So I would encourage you to go to the James at osumc.edu. That is the cancer hospital, and we are at the Stephanie Spielman Comprehensive Breast Center.
Thank you so much for your time today. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic on Radio MD. Remember, never let anyone do your thinking for you, and stay skeptical, my friends, and stay well.